WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Bossy Football Show, a weekly look inside the Bulldogs program featuring head coach Stephen Mullen and a member of the Bossy team. This show was brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, Mark's Barbecue, and by Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and by First Federal Savings Bank. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
You're listening to Week 5 of the Bossy Football Show here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. We'll hear from Stephen Mullen, the head coach of the Bulldogs, as they get ready to play North, and we're very excited to be carrying that game on WREF this Friday. Plus, we'll break down last week's game for Bossy as they try to get their first win of the season on Friday, still trying to figure out who they are after the Elijah Wagner era. But last week, a loss for the Bulldogs, and we'll talk about that with the head coach Stephen Mullen against Jasper. A tough game, but what did they learn? We'll find out together on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Share certificates are a great way to reduce risk while receiving a guaranteed rate of return. Sterling United Federal Credit Union wants to ensure you get the best rate in town, so they'll beat or match any of the local competitors' offers. Visit SUFCU.org for the most competitive rate, or for more information, text 812-425-0111. Open a share certificate today. SUFCU. What makes them different is you. Membership eligibility and minimum deposit required. Member NCUA.
Before or after the game, Mark's Barbecue and Catering has a full-service menu for you and your guests. Items on that menu for the tailgate party include pork or pulled chicken with several different sauces, including their famous sweet and sassy. For that large crowd, you can go hog wild with a full hog or a pork bomb, 2 1/4 pounds of pork sausage wrapped in bacon. Mark's Barbecue has a smaller version of the pork bomb with their pork grenades. Same great taste for a smaller appetite. Score big this season with Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Avenue in Evansville.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our 5 convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on Week 5 of the Bossy Football Show, the head coach, Stephen Mullen. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Hey, coach, really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So when it comes to last week, before we get to the upcoming game that we're very excited to air against North on Friday night, let's talk about last week against Jasper. A tough loss for you guys, but then again, Jasper, a really solid team, and they played a really, really solid game, especially in the third quarter. Came out of that halftime locker room strong with 20 points in the third quarter. So what do you take away from that game?
No more storm delays.
Yeah, the storm delays.
So it seems like, you know, we teams are able to adjust during those storm delays. You know, we've had it before in the past, so, you know, that hurt a little bit. But, you know, hats off to Jasper. They're a great program. I played for Coach Lewis, so I know the things that they're doing up there, you know, to get better each week, and they seem to get better each week, each year. And then stopping that offense consistently, I mean, and some of it's my fault. You know, I even said to my coaches, I don't know how we were misaligned that many times and I never caught it. And I guess it's when you're in those condensed offenses and, you know, with the wings and stuff, maybe even gets confused for the coaches on the sideline and all that. But, no, hats off to Jasper. You know, but we came alive a little bit offensively. We just weren't able to finish it in the end zone.
Again, Stephen Mullen, the head coach for Bossy Football here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. You know, when it comes to the offense, you guys struggle to move the football, but then again, you're still trying to figure out who you are. I'm not going to go back to last year and what you guys lost. We've talked about that. Offensively, though, you guys still trying to develop your offensive identity. How did Jasper limit you and your offense?
You know, we played a lot better offensively, to be honest. We, Aiden Boyd started at quarterback, played the whole game. He had over, right around 200 yards passing. And then he had 60 yards rushing. So, for a freshman to step in and have, you know, over 250 yards all-purpose offense, I couldn't ask for more out of that kid. But the problem is maybe we didn't have enough plays in when we got to the 1 yard line. Cause they stopped us three times in and we got down to the one, so. That's going to be our focus this week is finally punching through because we had three, you know, legit opportunities to punch it in from the 1 or 2 yard line. But, you know, hats off to Aiden Boyd. The freshman stepped up, controlled the clock, controlled the offense, and did a great job all night long of, you know, going through his read progressions and making plays.
You know, it's funny because I was going to ask you about Aiden. I remember we were talking about him last week and his move to starting quarterback, and yes, only a freshman. I guess everyone was kind of expecting growing pains. Now, maybe the scoreboard classifies as a growing pain, but then again, like you said, he managed the clock pretty well, and you got you guys down to the one, and so that's all pretty good. Were you at all surprised by his success?
You know, I knew what he's capable of. But to do it your first varsity game against a team like Jasper, you know, he still has some things he has to work on, obviously, only being a freshman, a 14-year-old kid. You know, but right before the game, you know, we've kind of kept number 5 in our, you know, jersey numbers. Nobody's worn it this year. You know, that was Elijah's number, and I passed it down to him. So I think that kind of got him hyped up. And then he was even doing, you know, not the jukes and stuff that Elijah does, but just the little antics, you know, rechecking his wristband, rechecking his keys prior to the snap. He just took his time and was very composed out there. So we were very proud of him. You know, a kid that's never played quarterback before, to throw for 200 yards is, you know, unbelievable, to be honest. So, you know, I know he's going to have growing pains as the season goes on because our schedule doesn't get any easier. But overall, I'm very proud of the kid.
Why was it important for you to pass on number 5 to him?
You know, it's kind of like an honorary number for us, definitely now that I've been here a while. You know, it originated with LeBron Williams, who's probably one of the best football players to ever play in Evansville. You know, so I think that's a number, you know, every school kind of has one that you identify. You know, Rice has always had maybe number 9. Some other schools have had some other numbers that you usually know those are their dudes. So for Aiden, you know, to get that pass down, I think that gave him confidence that we believe in him. And like I told him for the game, no matter what, you know, happens, you know, you're our guy right now. So continue to grow, continue to work hard. And, you know, it's pretty cool seeing a number 5 out there again.
I love that. Oh, man. This is the Bossy Football Show Week 5 here on WREF, and we will continue to break down what the Bulldogs did last week with Aiden Boyd and the rest of that offense trying to find themselves and get ready for what we expect to be a fantastic game this Friday, North at Bossy on WREF. All right, don't go anywhere. We're back in a moment on 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the Tri-State area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here on the Bossy Football Show on WREF with the head coach, Stephen Mullen. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Now, Coach, I brushed over it before because I wanted to dedicate some serious time about it. We talked about the game against Jasper, and you guys take a hard L. But for you, I'd imagine that that was pretty cool, coaching against Tony Lewis and the history that you guys have together, you having played for him. What was that moment like for you?
You know, this is, quite a few meetings, even when, I was defensive coordinator. Just anytime I see him, we shared great memories together winning a state championship my senior year with Coach Lewis. So, it's always good to catch up with him. We probably don't get to catch up as much as we do at our, off-season meetings because we're trying to prepare our team. I kind of know how his teams are going to be, and how they're going to play. So, I got to get my boys prepared for that as well because last year we saw him twice, once in the regular season, once in the playoffs. And like I told my kids, we might see him again. So we need to, continue to grow on defending the Veer and defending their offense, and don't forget what you learned this week. So, but no, hats off to Coach Lewis. He's doing a great job up at Jasper.
So no trash talk then at midfield on the handshakes or before the game, after the game then.
Oh, no. None of that going. He was still my coach, so, I still respect him as that.
Well, I feel like, though, the bond between player and coach is a lifelong bond. That's what's cool about sports, especially sports at this level. So does he ever communicate with you what he sees from your team? I mean, for example, he just handed you guys an L. Did he tell you guys or tell you anything that you guys could work on and coach you up as a coach?
Not really after the game, he gets the win and then, he's got to go over there and do all his interviews.
Sure.
No, but I talked to some of their assistant coaches that I've talked to before, and we kind of, you know, split notes on teams coming up that we were facing. So, you know, we've always, you know, had a good relationship with the Jasper staff. They're a great staff. So, you know, it was good to catch up with those guys. I wish it would have been, you know, a little better outcome, but, you know, hats off to them, not just Coach Lewis, but the whole staff. So they did a great job.
Stephen Mullen here on WREF, the head coach for the Posse Bulldogs, getting ready for a big game on Friday, North at Posse, and we're going to be excited to be carrying it on WREF with Ryan Metzger and Josh Woody on the call here on the ref. So we'll take a step aside and break down that one on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call.
Attention business owners, are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Evansville High School football is reaching the halfway mark of the regular season as two teams look to add momentum into the latter half of theirs. It's the North Huskies as they travel to Enloe Field to face the Bossy Bulldogs. Join us here on ESPN Radio 97.7 The Ref with coverage from Enloe Field beginning at 6 Friday night with kickoff scheduled for 6:30. Listen live on ESPN Radio 97.7 The Ref, online at listentotheref.com, and on our mobile app.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Leave your radio locked on 97.7 ESPN The Ref for Indiana Sports Beat Radio with Jim Coyle each Monday through Friday from 1 to 3 p.m. to keep up with your favorite sports teams like the Hoosiers, the Boilers, the Colts, the Pacers, and Indiana high schoolers. Exclusive interviews with some of the biggest names in sports nationally, regionally, and locally from the media, coaches, players, and playmakers. Indiana Sports Beat Radio with Jim Coyle Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. on 97.7 ESPN The Ref.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Wrapping up shop here on week 5 of the Bossy Football Show with the head coach, Stephen Mullen. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. All right, coach, 6:30 start to the game, but a 6 o'clock start to the Tourney's pregame show here on WREF. You guys hosting North and trying to get your first win of the season. What's it going to take against the Huskies to do just that?
You know, to be fundamentally sound defensively, we got to, you know, make sure that we're aligned correctly to their formations and, you know, be able to stop the run, you know. I mean, I feel like behind that offensive line, they're very run heavy. You know, maybe even not. But, you know, it seems like every year we kind of say that, you know, that they're going to try to, you know, ground and pound the ball behind those big offensive linemen, and then they end up breaking records throwing touchdown passes like they did last year. So, you know, we just got to be sound all around defensively, and then we got to continue to grow with this offense we have right now. You know, with Aiden Boyd and the other, we got a couple other freshman receivers as well as some younger receivers. So just continue to grow. Like I told our kids, we want to play our best football come playoff time. So if we can get better each week, you know, and then we can be able to play the best we can come that playoff time.
You know, we talked about Aiden earlier on in the show, but I figure I'd go back to him because you just alluded to him. What do you hope on Friday he improves upon and maybe changes, fixes in his second start? Now, granted, like you said, not expecting it to be perfect last week with that being his first real varsity exposure as a freshman quarterback, but you're trying to get a step up in week two, and what do you expect that step up to be?
You know, let's just see how he handles pressure. You know, I think North brings a little more pressure than he saw last week. Their coverage is a lot different. So, you know, just being able to adapt each week on the multiple coverages and pressure schemes that you're going to face, because that's something he's going to have to start learning to do as he progresses as a quarterback. So the picture's not going to look the same as it did last week. And hopefully with this, you know, week of preparation, he's able to come out and kind of do some things in a positive manner and then continue to, you know, lead this offense.
You mentioned how North is a ground-and-pound team, and they certainly have a handful of guys that can do that. Avier Mitchell, a senior, got 9 carries last week, and Luke Grayson had 10 carries, 2 touchdowns. So when it comes to stopping the run, like you said, we got to stop the run. But what actually has to happen from an X's and O's standpoint to stop that run, because they have so many different options and so many different ways to attack the football on the ground or attack you with the football on the ground?
Just being gap sound, you know, that's something we've kind of struggled with this year. You know, kids, and I get it, you know, they're kids at the end of the day. We're, you know, so just getting them to control their gap, play their gap, play your responsibility. Don't worry about anybody else's responsibility. You play your responsibility, fill your gaps, and then, you know, we should be able to get some stops. The other thing is controlling the big play. Don't let them break long runs, you know, kind of keep them making, you know, long drives, you know, because that's when mistakes might happen and we'll be able to either get a stop or turn the ball over.
Again, Stephen Mullen, the head coach for Bossy Football here on WREF, getting us ready for the North Bossy game that we'll be carrying on WREF's 97.7 ListenToTheRef.com and the WREF mobile app. All right, Coach, hey, really, really appreciate your time this today and looking forward to doing it same time next week. But this has been Week 5 of the Bossy Football Show, and again, good luck on Friday.
All right, thank you. Go Dogs.
All right, you've been listening again to Week 5 of the Bossy Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
You have been listening to the Bossy Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at ListenToTheRef.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, and by Evansville Estate Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Mark's Barbecue, Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and by First Federal Savings Bank. The Bossy Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.